To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
This weekend, I did a major overhaul on my bathroom. It really needed it. I felt like, you know, the environment in which you make yourself beautiful should also be beautiful too. And I was just getting tired of all the mess. David, how about you? Have you redone any rooms in your home and said, you know what, I need to do some cool do-it-yourself projects?
Okay, if you want to define cleaning my bathroom in the past month, is that considered a do-it-yourself?
Sure, whatever it takes.
As a guy, I got to admit, I'll take that as a do. My whole bathroom had a makeover while I scrubbed everything myself this weekend. No, you know, we talk about a lot of do-it-yourself projects, and you mentioned the bathroom, but I'm going to tell you, we're going to tie the two things together today. We've got a guest that is so incredible, and she is the founder of do-it-yourself lifestyle brand, P.S. I Made This. And I love it because she's a design and style expert, but she came up with this, I see it, I like it, I make it. And all of a sudden, she brought a whole new dimension to DIY, because to me, you're helping empower women, you're inspiring women, you're bringing beauty from the inside. And our guest is Erica Domasak. Did I get it right, Erica?
You got it right. Hi there.
Yes. We should have an applause button. I was practicing it in my head.
You should have
there.
An applause button. Thanks for having me.
Mine's a crazy name. Mine gets mispronounced a lot too, so I work on names. But anyway, but thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me.
Well, okay, and as I was saying, we talk about beauty from the inside out, and part of that involves confidence. But you know, you like to empower women, and not just through typical products like we talk about, but you do it from the inside through DIY. And so I want to hear about some of the projects and some of the things you've got for our listeners.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, they're like my children. I don't have favorites. I've been making things since I was a kid. I joke that I've got a little DIY in my DNA, you know, but my personal, my professional life, it really collided about 5 years ago when the company started. It was an accident. It was a happy accident, but really how it started was when one of my friends emailed me, like, you know, girlfriends do, and like you talked about beauty, and it's all, we always want to feel good and look good, and style is always top of mind. And my friend emailed me, and she said, hey, I'm going to get this necklace, and I clicked on the link, and you guys, it was $600, and I said, oh my goodness, Ellie, you're crazy, let's make it. So my girlfriends came over, and we made these necklaces. We did again the next month, and I was stopped. And, you know, just like this happens to everybody. I'm sure you guys have gotten stopped before and people say, hey, where'd you get that? I was stopped at a fashion show, actually, and someone said, I love your necklace. Where did you get that? And I said, oh, wow. Thanks. P.S. I made this. And she said, oh, what's your line called? You know, it's a natural question. I'm on a fashion show.
Yes,
perhaps I'm
yes.
a designer. And I said, I don't have a line. I have a craft club. Now, I was just kidding, and I was just being a little cheeky. But, you know, shortly after that, I said, why don't I start a blog? Now, almost 5 years ago, it wasn't what it is today. I think six-year-olds probably have blogs. But in all honesty, you know, Tumblr had just come out. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Tumblr. It's a great platform. Someone said it's free. And I said, you know what? Maybe I could teach people how to make things. And it was just for fun. And I think that, you know, that's one of the most important things we forget, why we even start things, because they're fun. It wasn't let me start a business, because I had a job. I was a prop stylist. I was a set designer. So I've always been interested in making things pretty and fun and working with brands and speaking to consumers in a different way. But, you know, I think that what I do for a living, quite honestly, is I'm in the business of delivering smiles. You said you talked about
that.
A bathroom. You know, the reason, why did you choose that pink paint? Why do you want that aqua tile? Because you want to smile. You want to love your space. You know, you want to love what you put on. And I think that everybody has a little creative bug, and maybe they don't think so, but at the end of the day, we all want to personalize things in our life. And we want to say, this is me. This is who I am. This is what I like. And sometimes you just need someone to hold your hand and give you a couple tips and help you to do that.
And you make it
simple. You are amazing. You know, I actually did your makeup brush holder. Now, see, the funny
cute.
Thing, Erica, is that I don't even use my haven't used my makeup brushes in a long time because I tend to be mascara and just like a tinted moisturizer, lip gloss kind of gal. But this is going to encourage me. But it was so easy with the salt. And I have a 9-year-old, so of course there's chalk everywhere. And you just color
that.
The salt and you
pour it. Well, it's an easy cleanup, no big deal.
Yeah, it was totally fun. It looks great in my bathroom. My daughter got all excited, and she wants to make more stuff. And when you go on your site, it's like so high couture and fancy, and then yet you can teach people how to make this stuff. It's so incredible.
You know, I think that's the whole idea is that, you know, it's funny. We do events a lot of time. I'm really excited and passionate about the idea how you can, first, we have a really powerful online audience. You know, digital sits at the core. But what we're teaching people to do is make things. It's an activity. It's an action, you know. So I think that the offline component that's the most important. So how do you engage people and how do you get them excited online for them to go offline? And we see actually all these people then, you know, taking pictures after what they've made. Like you just said, they post them on Instagram and on Twitter and their Facebook. So we see this cycle, which is really cool. And it doesn't really matter what the age is because we see this all across the board. From the younger generation to, you know, the moms to the college students. It's all across the board. People are just excited to say, you know, P.S. I made this.
I love
what I love, too, is you've got fashions, you've got accessories, jewelry, shoes, lifestyle, beauty, tech. You've got food. One of the things in fashion I want to make is you've got this great embellished kiss sweater. It's adorable.
Oh, that's so. We've been doing a lot of embellished sweatshirts this fall so far. Oh. It's funny, you know, that kind of undressed look and casual cuteness is really big. In fact, I'm kind of wearing an oversized sweatshirt thing today. But you can kind of do that casual cuteness with a little bling and go to stores, and these are hundreds of dollars. And you see designers doing this, and they're hundreds of dollars. So we actually have been doing events. This Saturday, we've got our last one with Bloomingdale's, and we've been at Bloomingdale's with these sweatshirts and other elements, too. And we've been using Swarovski crystals and embellishing them. And it's been really cool to see because it's something unexpected. And that's the fun thing. When you take, you know, two things with, like, it's a comfort with a twist, I always say, things you're comfortable with, but the twist is maybe a new application or a different design, that unexpected moment that people go, oh, well, I didn't think to do that. That's when you get that real response, like you're saying, you know, the salt. And for the listeners who don't know what we're talking about, you mentioned the makeup brush holder. So, I mean, if you go to psimadethis.com and search on the beauty tab, you can see what we're talking about. But it's doing colored chalk, basically using sand to hold your brushes and layering it. And the way you create your own colored sand is by mixing colored chalk with salt, just your regular table salt. So you think those aha unexpected moments are really powerful across every category we do, whether it's food or fashion.
I agree. I also love the color block blouse. That's another item that looks so high end.
Yeah, that's a fun one. I think the story behind that one, everything is a story. That's what I do. I tell stories, you know. Let's be honest. We all love to tell a story. Somebody was wearing a blouse at my studio one day, and paint got on it, a little dot. And it wasn't even my shirt. It was somebody, I think it was Vivian at our office, and she got paint on it, and she was really upset because she just got it. I said, let's do something to it because it was on the seam. And I said, why don't we just paint that whole line there? And then why don't we do this? Why don't we go color block each section? So it's like sometimes projects, people say, how do you come up with them? There's no formula, rhyme, or reason. That's how that one started, really. You know, not everything is inspired by a runway. Some things are just go with the flow. A big thing for me is repurposing and reusing.
I got to tell you, Erica, we're running out of time, but I got to thank you for joining us. You brought a new level to beauty that we didn't expect today, so I love it. Instead of our typical topicals or nutrition, you brought a whole new level to beauty and empowering women to feel beautiful by making it themselves. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out. Stay well.